You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. In 2015, Americans spent more money at restaurants than they did on groceries for the first time in recorded history. And it has never been easier not to cook. It seems like if you're willing to pay enough, there is an app that will bring just about any food to your door. And then there's the market for delivery meal kits. You do the cooking, but the recipe and the ingredients are provided. But come on, what do you save when you shop and cook for yourself? I mean, is it really that hard?
It's true. I mean, it does take time. You do have to put some forethought into it. But if you put the forethought into it, it takes less time. The big thing I would say to that is it doesn't take as much time as you think it does. It doesn't take as much money as you think it does. It doesn't take as much energy as you think it does.
That's David Tamarkin, editor-in-chief of Epicurious. He made 90 meals in the month of May as part of his yearly Cook 90 challenge. And in his 3 years living in New York City, he's never even ordered delivery.
I'm not against restaurants. I'm not against restaurant delivery, although I will say I've never gotten restaurant delivery here in this house. Since I've lived in New York this time, about almost 3 years, I've not gotten any delivery.
In 3 years in New York?
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, I know. It's weird that I think about it.
Trust me, as a New Yorker, that's amazing. David invited us over to cook in his apartment in Brooklyn. We spent about $25 on this meal for four. It was a delicious dinner of mussels and chorizo in beer broth.
It takes a lot of energy and time and money to cook if you don't cook on a regular basis. That's the thing that bothers me, is that I feel there's a lot of messaging out in the world right now that cooking is very hard. They really put cooking out there as the enemy.
I am someone who relaxes by cooking. I like the tactile feel. I, you know, spend my day doing super brainy things. So I like kind of winging it and experimenting. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't. It stresses them out. Mm-hmm. How do you say to someone who is, you know, a beginning cook, put down your phone, don't click and order that thing. Try this at home.
I guess for beginner cooks, I would say really just try not to have any expectations. Like, just try if you can to have all pressure off. I know it is like a high pressure thing because you're investing time and money into it. But I guess I would say start really simple and start with like pasta. Taking things that are coming in season, like herbs, I would put lemon zest in there, asparagus, anything, fresh vegetable that can cook quickly, and take the hot pasta, drain it, and pour it in there. Pour it right over those ingredients so they cook very gently with the hot pasta, and then you're done. If you put a lot of cheese in there, it's going to be good. If you salt it right, it's going to be good. And kind of no matter what, you can't really go wrong with that. So I would say, I would just encourage people to start that easily and that small like that.
How much money do you think you save by cooking at home?
Significant amounts of money, I think.
Really?
Not as much as you might assume, because groceries are expensive. And I will splurge on myself because it sometimes I'm like, well, I'm not eating out at a restaurant, so I will buy this nice piece of fish, or I will buy this nice piece of cheese. Cheese can really get you. When I'm not doing Cook 90 and I fall out of practice of cooking every day, I will go to work. I will go to the work cafeteria. I will buy 3 hard-boiled eggs in the cafeteria every morning and a piece of toast. The toast, I mean, no offense to my work cafeteria, but it's not good food, and I pay $3.50 for it every morning. And then I'll go back for lunch and get a very mediocre salad that runs about $7 or $8. So right there, you're looking at, you know, $12.50. I might get like a coffee in the afternoon. I'm spending probably about $15 a day to bring that stuff to work, which is what I do. I bring simple stuff. I do bring hard-boiled eggs or overnight oats or, you know, and salads to work. That, I think I'm spending a third of what I pay at the cafeteria.
All right. Tell me what you're doing.
I decided to just, we're just going to do half the onion because okay. We don't want to, we're eating mussels, not onions. I'm actually going to start sweating this, actually, in some olive oil.
We are surrounded by businesses that, you know, want to deliver all the ingredients of a meal to your door. Meal kits are everywhere. I, you know, you can't listen to a podcast without getting a million ads for a meal kit. Why do this instead?
I'm going to take a deep breath. The pitfalls of the meal kit is that it's built on a false premise that cooking is difficult, that you need to have your ingredients delivered, that it's easier to have this done for you. it's not the way to learn how to cook. That's the way to cook a single meal. You learn by having a little extra chorizo in your fridge that you want to use up because you don't want to throw it away. You learn by having, you know, a whole container of cumin in your pantry, not the 2 teaspoons you need, because you're going to like the cumin and you're going to want to use it more in different ways. That's the big joy of being a home cook, of coming into a place where you have some stuff and you can cobble it together. I'm just a little nervous about those onions. Let me just stir those. I'm sorry.
There's something honestly about the smell of onions and olive oil that makes my brain go, okay, your work day's over.
Yeah, right? I feel the same way. Let me put it this way about the meal kits. There is a lot lost when you cook from a meal kit. There's a rhythm that's lost. Cooking kits are about assembling and not about cooking. It's certainly cheaper. Don't even get me started on that, because that is crazy from a price standpoint.
I have to ask you about the price point of it, though, because some people will say, well, it's seems reasonable to use a meal kit.
The party line, I think, is that actually it's the same price when you consider that you're only paying for the 2 tablespoons of oil, so you don't have to buy the whole bottle. Okay, so for example, for this meal that we're cooking, these mussels, we have these onions cooking in, you know, a tablespoon of oil, and they are, a meal kit will give me that tablespoon of oil, and they'll only charge me for the tablespoon of oil, right? So they'll charge me like 30 cents for that. I think everybody knows that when you buy in bulk, you save money, right? And it doesn't necessarily bother me that they're charging what they need to charge. That's fine. That's business. What bothers me is that they're telling people that it's cheaper or that it's the same price when it's absolutely not. It is in no world cheaper to pay for these tiny, minuscule amounts of ingredients to come to your door. It's in no world better for the environment, because they say, well, you're not wasting any food. The packaging you were wasting is insane to me. It just seems misleading.
It sounds to me like what you're saying, and I'm going to put this in economic terms, is what we're doing now has a far greater return on investment if we think about the $25 that we spent. But also, I am watching you get more relaxed, and it smells good, and I don't know. This is we're getting something else out of this experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it really well. I think that's all true.
All right, what's happening now? How are those onions?
Okay, so these are, you can see these are, I kind of like what happened here. Some of these got a little dark and crispy, but yeah. The rest are golden. I think we are ready to put the chorizo in, and we'll get it a little bit crispy. Oh, and I need to rinse these mussels a little bit.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, sure, you can do that.
I would totally cook mussels at home. I've just never done it before.
Well, you know what, and mussels, see what's so crazy and great about mussels is that you think about what they charge for them at restaurants.
Right. And these cost us, what, $6, $7?
$6.99.
Wow. I think I got most of them.
Cool.
All in all, that took us...
30 minutes, maybe? 35 right. minutes?
Yeah, 35 minutes, $25. And this is a beautiful meal. Thank you and cheers.
Thank you.
Last week, we asked all of you to send us your best home-cooked recipes, and we got some great stuff, like Stanton Cagle's turkey tacos, a tasty-sounding chicken chili dish from the Pascos in South Carolina, and this suggestion from Catherine Nelson in Northern California.
Asparagus risotto does not make you feel like you're eating on a budget. It's easy, and it's elegant, and it's delicious. 1 pound of asparagus is about $3. A few cups of arborio rice is about $4. A can of vegetable stock is $1. You'll need a small onion and a clove of garlic. That probably sets you back another $1. And then you need to find a small chunk of the best Parmesan cheese you can find. With the rest of your money, find a nice dry white wine. And the beauty of this recipe is that you'll have plenty left to serve with dinner, or you can drink it while you're stirring your rice.
You can find details of all the dishes mentioned in today's show and a few more ideas. Just visit us on the web at marketplace.org. Plus, you can subscribe to our newsletter, where I give you a recipe every week.